You know, because I want to get something off my chest, you know.
This is the time?
Yeah. Okay. It's like, you know, Sam, you my cousin, but
yeah,
what happened on that Saturday Live was like, I'm surprised you're still
that
walking.
Happened a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Wait, why are you bringing it up?
I'm surprised you're still in good spirits. It was just, it was a lot, you know. The Ottomans took an L that day, so.
Actually, I am happy you brought it up because I feel like if this is a relationship thing that we're trying to address, I felt like there was a break between me and Brandon and Maddie in that live where a piece of information came out that I'm allegedly a butt sniffer, that Huffer. I like to sniff. Oh, a huff. Yeah, it did change over, like, I like to huff butts. Yeah. And then when I tried to share that Brandon and Maddie also butt huff.
Which is not true.
Which they keep saying it's not true, and then they left me to dry, so I'm the only one out there.
There's no proof. That's not a thing. Have proof on you. You've literally verbally said it.
But we also share that. That's something we've all liked to do, and we've talked about
previously. Okay, I feel like we're scaring our guests. Should we?
Not at all. You have no clue.
Jason said, actually.
Yeah. This is the...
Let me tell you something.
The butt-sniffing side is over here, I guess. It's the butt-huffing brigade.
I can't say that I butt-huffed, but...
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Comfort Level Podcast. Hey. I'm Maddie, and I'm here with...
Brandon.
Jason.
Sam.
Not that... The butt-huffing brigade is actually really good.
It's good.
You guys should adopt that.
And that was the original name of the podcast. That would be the original name, right?
No.
We changed it to Comfort Level.
A whole different demographic
it
now.
It was butt-huffing brigade, and Maddie was like, yeah, I don't know if that plays well to the audience we're trying to get.
It plays with somebody.
Oh, I have something to tell you, Sam. My mom did not like how much you kept talking about butt-huffing. When she was listening to the live, she was like, I didn't really want to say anything, but... Sam was kind of talking about huffing butt a lot.
I felt like I was being attacked and I was just defending myself throughout the live.
Yeah, it was mainly chat. But it was a good time. It was weird though, Sam, because when I was talking to Jason earlier, he said he also has a very pro robot house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Efficiency over everything.
Oh, yeah. LED lights everywhere. I control everything.
That's what we talk about with smart homes, man.
Yeah.
It's just like, I told him, I was like, I'm a little nervous about it now because I've seen Smart House from like 2004.
Yeah.
The Disney Channel original
movie. And
that's
my dream, actually, to have and a house that I can fall in love with.
AKA, it's when the AI took over and tried to eliminate the family inside.
It didn't try. It tried to protect them. It didn't to eliminate them.
Jan, I think her name was, tried to kill the family and the kids.
It didn't.
Was it Jan or Jen?
I think it was Jan. I'm pretty
was
sure.
Was it Janet? I don't know.
Janet's sticking.
Because it was the actress from Married with Children. It was the mom from Married with Children, right?
Peggy.
Yeah. What's her
name? Was it?
What's the actress
Peggy
name?
Bundy? I don't know what her real name is.
I think that was her, because I had a huge crush on her in Smart House as the house.
As the house.
She was the voice of the house?
But she was also like, she was the projection, so they would show her.
Oh, her
too.
Name was Pat.
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 Wow.
And she loved them and she just didn't want them to be hurt.
No, but then like she like felt crossed by them.
Well, yeah, she did.
And then that's when she turned into a murderer.
Yeah. Oh, a house scorned.
I'm
telling you, it's like Megan.
I wish I could have seen that.
You never saw Megan?
I saw the dancing scene on YouTube.
I haven't seen Megan either.
What?
Yeah.
Where she's like TikTok dancing over to the person she's like about to kill.
That scares me. The way she moved, I did not like that at all.
That was the craziest part of the whole movie. Everything else was just like, oh,
is
okay.
Is it normal? Is it fun?
Yeah. I mean, it's not fun. Yeah. I mean,
well, did you enjoy seeing the movie?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't terrible. Mm. I mean, it's not something that I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's top five. But it wasn't like unwatchable where I had to leave when I was watching it.
How many movies have you left?
Well, there's only been maybe three in the course of my life that I've actually been like, okay, this is horrible.
You got up and left?
Yeah.
What
Which
movies?
Ones?
Oh, gosh.
I left Sausage Party. I did. During the last orgy, I left sausage party.
It was one too many orgies.
That was too many for me. I was like, I don't need all these euphemisms and then Seth Rogen's voice. I don't want to listen to that. So I left.
Man.
I left Unbreakable.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Who was that with?
Samuel...
Samuel Jackson and Bruce Willis.
Is it like
I just watched it this morning?
The first movie of the series,
which I don't think they knew. Did they know when they made it? It was a trilogy. I think they like added that.
They had to add that because I was like, "There's no way."
But I saw it at the Dollar Theater when we saw the Dollar Theater, and I was like, "We just got up."
Also, nothing
really.
Yeah,
nothing connected them in that last movie, besides them actually just being in the same area.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah.
The last movie, you mean Split?
Glass.
Yeah. Or Glass?
Yeah, Glass was the last movie.
What was... So Split is two?
Unbreakable, Split, and Glass. But I was like, nothing is... Like, okay, there was a good story, but I was like, if you were watching this as a trilogy, nothing it's makes fake. This like
it's
connect.
It's a fake trilogy.
It was so stupid. Like, there was no... I mean, I wouldn't expect a post-credit scene from them. But I was like, there's nothing that was like, oh, yeah, they're in the same.
No, there's like the guy in the back. He's just like sitting there. He's like, this is a trilogy. And then
never mind. I take that back. There was a post-credit scene because it was Bruce. And he like looks at the TV and sees it was at the end of Split. He looks at the TV and sees him like going crazy on the news. And he's just like. And that's it. And I was like,
that's all you need, honestly.
That doesn't connect any.
Wait, so Jason, you liked Unbreakable?
I thought Unbreakable was a decent movie.
Okay, so what's...
I think for M. Night Shyamalan...
Shyamalan?
Shyamalan.
We know what you're talking about with that name.
You know, I think for him, it was different than what his other movies had been.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was decent.
Mm-hmm. So wait, did you say the movies that you walked out on? At least one of them. What's the first one that you remember?
Gosh. I can't even... It was so bad, I can't even remember. it's been so long ago.
Do you remember like the plot even? Like what was happening in the movie?
It was Titanic. He was like, I'm done.
When Jack died, he was like, Rose could have moved. They could have switched.
Take turns.
Teeter totter. Yeah.
Okay, let me get on board now.
No, the rose height is justified.
Okay, wait, hold on. This is a tangent, but I want to know. If you guys were Jack, and it wasn't me, Brandon, it's a different Rose that you're with, life or death, you're about to die. You had a great time with this girl for a few days, right? But are you
like
forcibly
days.
Removing her from that door so that you can save your life?
No.
Like if she's like, no, I'm not giving you another turn, like a turn.
No, especially after what they went through. I'm like, I already felt like I was dead. So I would just, I would have left her on there.
So you're not fighting for your life at all.
I'm not fighting.
You've
for
accepted it.
I think I thought I'm dead by
the
time.
But she was in the water too. I mean, it's
yeah,
not
she was
like
in the water.
The door was above the water. I mean, she was still in
but
the water.
But it was
water.
Keeping
she
her
was
out
it,
enough
yeah.
that she didn't die of hypothermia. Like that's pretty much what he died of.
Yeah. Like, cause I'm kind of thinking maybe every once in a while I pull out her neck and just throw her body off and then
out.
I jump on.
She
I'm like,
and she's like, wait.
I'm like, I got you handcuffed. You're not gonna go anywhere. I'll just 5 minutes. Just count your head.
So you're saying she's selfish?
I think if it were me, life and death, I'd be like, move over.
Both of us.
But also, I get it. Like, she has weight. I don't know. Maybe he's like. I don't really have much to do in my life, so I actually owe debts, so it's probably better. If
Bye. Well, I heard someone say that she really is one of the most selfish characters because the fact that she's telling this very old, long story about...
The longest story.
Yeah, basically, it's basically about a one-night stand. When she got married and had kids after, that's not the love of her life. It's this guy she met for 2 days.
That she let drown in the ocean.
I'm like, oh, that makes me think different. I'm like, you don't think about your husband?
I thought you were going to mention that she made them sit for the long story the whole time just to tell them that she has it and she's not going to give them the necklace.
That's even worse. And she throws it in. They're like, we listened to your long, boring story. And then the thing you we want.
Because that's the only reason why they asked.
They're like, they don't care about you, old lady. She's like, no, no. Oh, I would have jumped through the screen when I saw her throw that into the water.
Me personally, I feel like I would just like try to sit on the door. Have her sit on my lap like this next story.
Nice. I knew you were going to say that. I was trying to put a lap in there too. I was literally going to do the same exact thing you were going to do.
I think Mythbusters did a thing about whether two people could fit on the door and they proved that you couldn't.
You couldn't?
Yeah.
It would sink.
Yeah, it would sink.
Which is why I'm like, just give me like my, I can't feel my feet.
Let's
just give
switch
me a
off every hour.
Pull me up there because yeah. I can't move anymore.
Or still someone else's boat. Like,
and she's a liar because she said she would never let go. And then she she let go.
She's like, let me just break that wrist.
That's what I would have broke frozen. The wrist, kept the hand, and kept my promise.
Well, I don't think you're getting the hand. You got to do some gruesome stuff just to take a part of his
body.
That's
what promises are. When I promise someone, I'm going to follow through on it.
Now that I think about it, though, I wonder if she could have just Mike Tyson his ear a little bit. Like, if she wanted a piece of if she wanted a piece of him. She didn't need
but then
the
how
hand.
Do you explain that in the future? You just got this chain with a part of an ear.
Yeah, why not just take like a hair follicle? Like, that's painless. Because
at this
point,
it just looks like a decayed flower. Yeah. They're like, what is that? Yeah. Oh, it's just, I'm just really into like
it's the love of my
plants.
Life. Don't ever talk about the love of my
life. What's that smell?
Huh?
It's freeze dried.
Freeze dried ear for dinner tonight? That also makes me think of Yellow Jackets.
Oh, don't bring it up.
Gosh.
Have you ever seen that, Jason?
I started watching it. I couldn't get into it.
Oh,
I had to leave it alone.
It's good, but it is a little tough to watch. It's disturbing.
It's extremely tough to watch.
When did you fall off?
In the beginning. It was slow for me.
So you don't know about the ear?
The ear?
Yeah. You would know if I... You would know. Okay.
It's exactly like Handmaid's Tale. It's like... Very good, but extremely hard to watch and depressing.
I need to watch Handmaid's Tale. I've heard a lot of things
you
about
haven't
it.
Watched it? Mm-mm. That's good. It's
and I've
good
never
series.
Watched Game of Thrones.
That's a whole nother. That's just good to be good.
Never House of Dragon. It. You got to start with House of Dragon.
Okay.
Oh, House of Dragon is good too.
All right. Well, here's our first story. Am I the asshole for leaving a dinner party after a girl sat on my husband's lap?
For leaving?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he was Santa, then I don't think you are.
All right, well then let's not read the story.
Oh,
anymore,
he's Santa.
Well, I need a little bit more context. I mean, like, okay, she sat there for 5 seconds, 10 seconds, a minute. Like,
yeah. Well,
30 minutes.
Just like, what's your first thought? Just a quick yes or no, and then we read the story, and that's where you'll get your answers. Pretty quickly.
But whatever opinion you say, you have to hold to it, even if it's completely.
That's a lie. That's you don't have to.
Yeah, don't.
So you're locked in, whatever you say.
Okay, so someone sits in the lap and I just get up and I leave.
Yeah, she the asshole for leaving.
Is he supposed to push her on the ground?
Yes or no? Is he supposed to push her on the ground? He's actually supposed to go lit, just stand up, and if she falls off, she falls off.
If that's like an extreme, that's an extreme reaction. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Not the cake.
I don't necessarily say, I'll say no.
Okay. I kind of think we should reenact this one after.
Oh, really?
With a prop, but I think it should be the three of you guys reenacting.
Oh, Maddie, how are you going to get out of it, Maddie?
Because I'm
going
to be
the... Wait, who's doing
the
sitting?
We'll figure that out.
Okay, let's see.
I am still so shook with everything. So sorry for my rambling. My husband, Jake, 25, and I, 25, have been married for 3 years. And from the beginning, he was very close with his best friend's sister, Cindy, 18 female. Well, my husband would often talk about her and tell how he had seen her grow up throughout the years. Cindy is always very bubbly and seems very fond of Jake as well. I remember when we were dating and she would ask to come along on our dates a lot. I never said anything as I like spending time with her as well. She was like a little sister to me. And when we announced our engagement, she asked my husband to never forget about her after being a married man and to still hang out with her. Well, we got married, and I even made her my bridesmaid. Soon, we moved to a different state and kind of lost contact. Now, Jake's best friend came to stay with us for some time, and Cindy came along as well. Now, the moment she saw us, the first thing she said was how hot my husband had gotten and that she was glad that he didn't look like a boring married man. Then, throughout their stay, Cindy would just ignore my presence and would stay really close to Jake. I told Jake that it was looking a bit inappropriate and to ask Cindy to tone it down, but he said that Cindy is just a bit childish, and that's the way she is with everyone. Well, at their last day, we decided to host a dinner party for everybody. During the party, I was with Jake when Cindy came and told me, "Oh, I need to steal your husband for a while." And before I could say anything, she grabbed Jake's hand and took him for playing games. I ignored it since it was their last day. But then throughout dinner, she was getting really close with Jake and would just drag him away whenever I would be around while giggling at me. When everybody sat for dinner, I sat beside Jake and Cindy came last. She then said, "Oh, there's no seat," and then just went and sat on my husband's lap. Everybody was surprised and Jake said, laughing, "Cindy, stop acting like a kid. You're not a kid anymore." Cindy started laughing, saying it was a joke, and got up and sat on another seat while giggling at me. Yeah, I was so angry with the disrespect and with the fact that Jake was so cool with it. But I didn't want to say anything bad, so I excused myself to my car and went out. About an hour later, Jake called me asking where I was. I told him I was going to be at my friend's house and I'll come after Cindy has left. I know what I did was terrible, but I was angry at the time that if I stayed there any longer, I would probably start fighting or crying. I came the next day and Cindy and her family had left. Jake was still very pissed and said that I took things too far. I started crying and told him how everything made me feel. He said that I was horrible to think such things about Cindy and that she was just like his sister. I told him that I was not doubting his intentions, but I was hurt by how disrespectful Cindy's behavior was and how he was enabling her by not saying anything. He started saying that I sound ridiculous and couldn't even take a joke, referring to the sitting on the lap incident. I said, regardless, I don't want her in my house again. To top it off, Cindy sent a message saying that she was sorry about making me feel so insecure about myself.
Oh, no.
And that she would make sure to make me feel better, but I should not have left as it was pretty childish and I kind of spoiled the mood. It felt so backhanded. I didn't respond or say anything to her. I just told my husband that he needs to maintain a distance from Cindy's nuts.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Feelings for Cindy. This really rubbed my husband the wrong way, and he said since I have such disgusting thoughts in my mind and is giving him an ultimatum anyways, then he might as well leave because he cannot live with such an insecure person who has such disgusting thoughts about him. He packed a bag and left to his mother's place. I have tried apologizing numerous times, telling him how sorry I am for everything, but he's ignoring my texts and calls. Later, Sydney's brother texted me, called me a bunch of names to think like that about his sister, saying Jake should just leave me and that I'm a disgusted person and I deserve to be alone. I could not stop crying about that. I don't know how to fix this. Is there any way to even come back? Was I so in the wrong? I don't know anymore. And then there's a little update.
Wow.
So now that you hear most of the all the context.
Yeah, that's the story.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I think she's had these feelings about this lady for a long time. She should have addressed it a long time before she's sitting in his lap.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, he's delusional. Cindy has a thing for him, obviously.
Yeah. What do you do, though, when it's like he doesn't? I don't think he sees her that way, but I don't think he's in the right for not being like, hey, setting a boundary. You're now an adult. I don't see you like that. I still see you as a kid, but you are clearly being inappropriate with me and you're disrespecting my wife. Like, how does he set? I think he should be setting that boundary because Cindy still sees him like that.
Well, I think it's crazy the fact that something so minute caused him to leave and go stay at his mom's house. And not want to deal with her at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's the weird part.
Yeah.
This is your wife, and you're going to leave over. You're saying that she's immature and you can't believe she said these kind of things. That's so, like, you're not in that invested in the relationship if you can just be like, okay, peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't like her? Okay, bye.
I feel like it's so.
Is that newlywed behavior, though, or no?
What
making dumb mistakes like that? Like, you think that's something he can learn from, or that's just not good at all? That in the beginning he's leaving so quick over something like that.
I guess, I mean, there's things to fight about, but I mean, to go to that kind of extreme over that is like, okay, it's just telling of a bigger problem to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't think she should have left. I do think it is a little childish to leave, but I do feel like all that after, she is kind of being gaslit a little bit. Like, like her feelings are, I'm like, those are realistic feelings to be upset about. This 18-year-old girl is like all over your husband, giggling at you. He probably doesn't, because I'm like, there is a sinister side where it's like, no, he's into it. He's like, I'm just waiting for you to get old enough. But I'm going on the fact that he probably doesn't like her, and it's just like a thing like he's always had. You still recognize what it is. We know when those little brothers, little sisters have crushes on us, and you know how to keep it at arm's length where it's fine, but it's not, you're not like feeding into it. It seems like he's feeding into it a little bit.
Like he likes it. Yeah. He's like, stop.
Yeah, like even if he's not romantically, like he likes the attention, he's probably, like he likes that part of it. But like, this is your wife. That's the relationship you should prioritize. Yeah. And if she's feeling some type of way about it, if you just take apart the fact that it's your friend's sister, like if it was just any other woman just did the same thing, like, would you think that's fine?
Yeah.
Regardless of the history related, would you think it's fine that someone's just hanging on you like that?
I think I agree with what Jason was saying earlier. It's like that whole, if you're willing to throw it away over this too, like that's the big problem.
That's shady.
But the one thing that really stuck out to me too was the fact that he was like, can't believe you would say, you think so disgusting of yourself and me. And it's like, bro.
Yeah.
She was upset at one situation that was going on for too long. Like,
well, yeah, I know I kept fumbling up the words, but he was saying, I'm so disgusted that you would think of her like that.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Or like, think of me with her, because he sees her as a child.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which is why I was like, I don't think he sees her like that.
But she's he's acting like she called him a pedophile.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, she like, I can't believe I'm so disgusted that you would think that I would stoop to that kind of level.
Because I think he's hearing a big accusation like that, but he's not listening to what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying, I don't like the way she's doing this, and I wish, you know, you would have like a boundary up with her. And he's taking that defensively, which maybe that is a sign for something else, not pedophilia, because she's obviously 18, hopefully nothing. But
yeah, but not always. It's just like when you like say, you're racist, like you tell someone like you're racist, there's an automatic defensive thing. And we're like, maybe there's different words I can tell you why I feel a certain way. Like,
yeah.
You like offended me when you said this certain thing. I'm not going to call you racist, but now it's like the way she approached it. Maybe he was like, I don't say it's not mature how he handled it, but I'm like, he could have been like, guard up. I'm not trying to go to jail over this.
Because what was she saying? So there's a few times where she was like, hey, can you like tell her to like chill out? And then he wasn't listening. And so she just left. And then he was like, "What? Where'd you go?" And she was like, "I left because of this reason, this reason." And then that's when he was like, "What are you trying to say?"
Well, I feel like he was definitely listening to Cindy, and she was gaslighting the situation.
No, Cindy's into it.
Oh, yeah.
She's totally into it. So she's giving him all the stuff to say to her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if she doesn't do this, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, she's pulling him into her web. Like, okay, come on. You're about to be mine.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the brother doing?
He don't even realize it.
Does the brother know? Because this is his best friend's sister. Is the brother just like,
the brother, I think the brother's in on it because he cussed him out, right?
He cussed her out.
Yeah, he cussed her out.
He cussed her out.
His wife.
Because he was, again, like, you're fetishizing. You think he's into my sister. My sister's like a kid.
Yeah.
But I would think about my sister. I'm like, I can see what my sister's doing. Like, chill. I would tell my sister to chill. To my friend?
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
But again, take the social cues. You sit in his lap and everybody at the table is like, what are you doing? Like,
but she don't care about them. She cares about his response. And if he's like, you're not a kidding. I'm like, that's not a.
Yeah. Because I feel like even if that happened to any of us, like at a certain point, we'd be like, oh, okay. Whoa. Like, why are you sitting in my lap
right now?
Right.
You need to get up, first of all. And second of all, because my spouse is right next to you. Like, I think that's definitely, I don't think she's the asshole for doing that. And I'm sad that she feels like she's in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he definitely just needed to establish boundaries. And Cindy, who said it? Somebody said it. Too much dip on your chip, Cindy. Mm-hmm.
Too much dip on your chip.
All right,
chip.
I'm going to reset the cameras really quick. Update. Thank you all for responding and people who gave me good advice and personal messages. I couldn't read all the comments, but now I know my feelings are valid and boundaries were crossed by Cindy. Now during the dinner, there was Cindy, her brother Sean, and his girlfriend, and their cousin Derek, also a good friend of my husband with his boyfriend. So I called Derek and asked about the situation and what happened after I left. He was very sympathetic and said that after I left, at first they thought I would come back after some time. However, things got really awkward, but when I didn't come back, Sean's girlfriend told Cindy that what she did was really disrespectful. Mm. Derek and his boyfriend said the same thing. To this, Cindy started crying, saying that they didn't have to corner her and attack her over a silly joke, that she didn't know that it would get out of hand. She just then left the room while crying. Jake didn't know what to say, and everybody left early the next day. Derek also said that Cindy had always had issues with boundaries, and when he introduced his boyfriend to everybody, Cindy would get too close and would joke that she was just checking to see if he was really gay. They were really uncomfortable with it as well, so Derek confronted her, to which Cindy rolled her eyes and said they can't take a joke, and eventually stopped. This all sounds so bizarre. I don't know what's going on with Cindy. Sean's girlfriend also texted me saying she was sorry for what happened. I told him how Sean's messages were inappropriate, but she had no idea about the text, so I sent her a screenshot and asked her to tell Sean to not harass me again. She was very apologetic and said she would talk to him. Now, my mother-in-law called and asked what was going on, as Jake didn't tell her and only said that we had an argument. I was a bit hesitant to tell, but eventually told everything. She was furious at my husband. She said that they'll be coming to have a talk. So, yeah, I'm just waiting for them to arrive, and I'm really nervous. I don't know if what I did was right or wrong, but we'll see. As for people saying my husband is some pedo or having an affair, I know this is the furthest from the truth. I never questioned his intentions, but what hurt me was the lack of respect from Cindy towards him. And this was actually, from the time of recording, this was posted yesterday. So it's only a day old.
Oh, wow.
That's another thing I don't get. Well, what was the joke? Because... I mean,
the joke was there's no chairs, so I guess I'll sit on Jake's lap.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but like,
that's good. The chair.
That's good.
I don't
that's
know.
A joke.
That's hilarious.
Ha ha ha.
A married man being the joke, though? Like, I don't get it. Me personally, I don't get it.
I do think like Cindy needs someone to talk to. Cindy needs someone to talk to because I feel like there's this period in time where you're a teenager, you're at that age where you're like testing things and you're like seeing things you can kind of get away with, but you don't know fully the consequences of those actions. So she's just like acting wild out here. Like, I wonder where her dad is. Like, this seems like a, older, like a male presence in her life. Who's the male presence in her life?
It's crazy because like sometimes like when things happen in people's lives, like especially women, like they don't know how to handle those male relationships. So obviously, you know, it says in there that she had boundary issues with the guy and his husband. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, these men are gay. Like, and you're just trying to see if you can flip the script. Like, something is not quite wired the right way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, sometimes when things happen to people, those wires start getting crossed and... So and then it's like, oh, why are you guys all picking on me? You guys ganging up on me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Not appropriate.
Yeah.
Hello.
I see both. I see the teenager thing, doing stupid things when you're a teenager, but then you get corrected and you know that's not the right thing to do. But then in this case, she's not getting corrected and she's getting encouraged by Jake in a way because he's not correcting it. She's like, oh, it's okay to do.
Mm-hmm. As long as he's okay with it.
Yeah.
I don't care what everybody
exactly.
else says.
Right.
Because she likes him.
Yeah.
You called it, Sam.
So.
And then, do you guys think there's like, okay, because I kept forgetting about the whole teen aspect. But like, in a situation like this where instead of like, you know, just being apologetic, she doubles down. Do you think there's a course or correction that can happen after that point? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Like, she's like 18. She's still really young.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's still young, but it's like, you know, some people, they either go unchecked or they don't know how to, what is the word I'm looking for? They don't know how to account for their own actions. And after a while of like that pattern, then that's when they grow up to be like horrible people, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think she needs people to hold her accountable. And in some aspects of her life, she has that. In some aspects, she doesn't. With her brother, she doesn't, especially right. the way that he treats the best friend. With fiance, she doesn't. So she's getting encouraged. So, I mean, I do see what you're saying where, yeah, she might eventually find a life path where she just goes towards people who are like, yes, man. But she does have people in her life right now, like Derek and his boyfriend, where they're telling you, no, what you're doing is wrong. And mm-hmm. even the fact that you're making a joke about just testing to see if you're gay, like right. that's really rude and that's inappropriate.
Well, yeah, I see what you're saying, Brandon, because there are people like this, like, who just live their lives as victims. This, everything happened to me. I didn't.
Yeah.
When they tell their friends situations, they're like, man, they just threw me out of the house because like I sat on a lot. Like that, you hear those stories.
They downplay everything.
Yeah, they downplay everything. Big like, I'm deal. A victim. It happened to me.
Yeah.
And that is definitely a path you can take if you don't have people saying like, no, you were the asshole in this situation. You're not a victim. But it really matters what she wants to do because she has to make that change, and it matters the people around her mm-hmm. as well. So she could go either way.
Because she does have that defensiveness about her. Because when she called OP, she was like, "That was really immature what you did, like leaving. And I'm sorry that I made you feel so insecure about yourself. Like maybe feel more secure." It's like, but it was so immature.
That was high school. I remember those exact things. Yeah. That's why I'm like, she's young.
She's young. She that can explanation change. Was
like, ooh, I feel
she
that.
She can change. Yeah. We don't know if she will.
Because you're smart enough to know the words to say, but you're immature not to actually think about what you're doing. But
feel them.
She knew when she was writing that, like, I guess you're 25 and you're not mature enough to stay in. Like, she
but like
exactly
your husband is like
doing.
I would treat him so well. Yeah, I mean, let I me love backspace, backspace, backspace.
If I was married to him, I wouldn't have left.
I'd let him go in with the joke. Just continue the joke.
So you want to act this one out?
Yeah, I was thinking you guys. I'll be
the brother.
Yeah, I think it'd be. Funny
are you leaving? Are you the wife?
No, I'm not OP. I mean, I can be OP. But somebody's.
I'll be the daughter, or I'll be the girl, the 18-year-old.
And then, Jason, if you want to be the best friend, so the 18-year-old's brother, I don't think you do much, but. And then, so you're.
Oh, so he's the lap, huh?
Oh yeah, you're the.
You're the lap.
You want to just channel your inner celery.
You'll see. I mean, it's an episode that just came out. He's a pretty frisky piece of celery.
Yeah.
He's a pretty sexy piece of this. He's a pretty sexy stock.
That takes VeggieTales to a whole nother dimension.
That does. That was a joke that was in the comment section. All right. So where are we starting at? Are we starting at when you first try and flirt with him, like in the beginning before we get to the dinner?
We'll start at the party.
Yeah. But you're flirting with him before at the party. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I really love it here. Your guys' house is so nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Jake, you are looking good.
Stop.
No.
A little strong. Stop.
Why is she holding on to you so tight?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it Sydney or Sydney?
You know exactly what my name is, OP.
Mm. Hey, don't be like that. Come on.
It's really good to see you again.
It's fine to see you. But it's great to see Jake. Jake, can I borrow you for a second?
I guess I'm being I'm being borrowed.
I'll borrow him for a little second.
I promise.
I need to borrow him for a little second. Ow. You need to check out my outfit and tell me what he thinks.
No, we're going to go play games.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, games.
Games. Spin the bottle.
I guess I can't spin the bottle.
Truth and dare.
7 minutes in heaven.
Best friends waiting for it to turn on him, Jake.
So your outfit, I think it's you know, it's getting there, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, actually I brought two outfits.
Oh, you bought
actually
two? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stay here.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't see that part because you're like
hey, it's time for dinner.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, get out of here. I'm changing. What are you doing in here?
Okay, yeah. Are you that insecure? You got to go up and see what your husband is doing?
Wow.
With my sister?
So why are you in the room with your sister also taking her clothes off?
That, we didn't think about that.
Yeah, we're best friends.
I was coming out of the bathroom.
Okay. Can we forget about the situation and sit down and have dinner? Okay,
yeah, that's just...
You can put your clothes on. We'll meet you out there.
Okay.
Yeah,
what are you doing in that room?
It was an accident, I promise. I kind of tripped in there, you know what I'm saying? And then she was like, oh, yeah, I got
to
do
Why do you
outfit.
Think this is a joke?
I was like, I don't think it's a joke. It's just...
You need to tell her to chill out.
Da, da, da. All
right.
Got this nice
I mean, it's not that big of a deal.
All right, let's just
sit
down. She's
like a kid. Yeah.
She just took her clothes off in front of you.
No,
what
it was an accident,
about?
I promise. And her brother's right there, so it's
That was really weird.
Weirdly in the room. Okay, so I'm looking for a place to sit. I guess there's nowhere. Jake, catch me!
Jake.
Hey, you're comfy. You're like a little armchair.
Oh, my God.
Maybe get up and go somewhere else.
I'm not
Santa. I don't see. Oh, okay.
You're literally 18 years old.
Yeah, there's a chair right
I'm
there.
You're an adult.
That was a good joke right there. I like that joke.
Yeah, right?
It was a joke, right?
It is
you
a
like
joke.
That joke?
It's a
joke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a joke.
Yeah.
Hey,
Santa.
Hey,
Santa.
Hey.
Yeah.
You like that joke?
It was funny, yeah. Like, she was like, oh, like, there's no chance. Whoa, even though there's one, like,
see,
right
I'm
there. Like,
she's Jake, she's literally sitting on your lap. She's a woman.
Hey, Santa, you want to know what I want for Christmas?
Santa!
What is wrong with you? Are you, like, 5 years
old?
I'm
a big, strong man for Christmas, Santa.
It's probably not me, though, because if I'm Santa Claus, it's like a big stomach, so you know what I mean?
Right.
I can't necessarily be a big, strong...
Why are you flirting with her?
What?
Can you chill?
That's not flirting.
Should I get off his lap now? Or
yeah, yeah, you should.
Here?
You're still I'm on still his lap. I told you to get up.
It's like,
oh my God, OP. Okay.
It's like, you know, like the little horse leg.
You
that's
see
what
this
I'm
knife?
Doing. Whoa,
hey,
OP.
Hey, we ain't
why are we resorting to violence?
Oh
my God. Jake, that's the love of my life.
That's crazy.
I'm fading.
Guys, chill out. It's a butter knife.
Okay.
Stop being so dramatic.
Oh,
I'm just going to go to the bathroom.
I think I got a paper cut.
Gosh, your wife has gotten a little crazier
Oh,
since.
My God.
She's pretty wild now.
Yeah, she's wild. I don't understand why she would.
You should find you like a better woman.
Yeah, like someone like you.
Yeah, let me
you
set you up.
It.
Set you up.
Oh, my brother's going to.
Hold on. Who?
I got a couple people in mind.
A couple?
I never liked her anyways.
Oh.
We, oh our God. Whole family has said, yeah, that's
we
not
all
the
have said it.
Yeah, because our families are, you know, we are really connected.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I feel that.
Connected.
I feel that. So
everyone said, why is he marrying her? What's he seeing her?
Yeah. You know,
but,
it's
you
like,
know, we didn't want to tell you because you said you were so in love.
Right.
I am listening to some Christian music.
There are some, like, we even had dinner conversation where they were like, because of certain laws, we can't really set you up with the people we think you should be set up with. But
because of laws.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if you just take your time.
Yeah.
Just
take your time.
Take my.
Yeah. Like, just.
Like a couple months, couple years.
You don't want to rush into anything. You already rushed into that. It's time for you to just take a break for a while.
Yeah. Maybe the love of your life is like right in front of you.
Maybe she's in the room.
And you just don't know it.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I have a lot to reconsider now. This is crazy.
You do.
Have you guys seen my wife though? Like.
No, she's been gone for a while.
It's been about 2 hours.
Call her up.
Wait, maybe we should keep talking.
Yeah, put her on speakerphone. Yeah, okay. Let's hear where she's at.
I bet you she's somewhere around here. I know she is. So, like, we can keep talking. Hello?
OP?
She probably just can't hear. She at the bathroom or something. Maybe I should call her. Yeah,
you should call her.
Listening to rock music in my car.
Boop, boop.
Jeez, how long is her number?
I hate that ringtone. Hello?
So,
where is she?
Yeah, we're just wondering.
I've literally been gone for 6 hours, and you're only calling me now?
No, it was like, I swear it was like under an hour.
I left last summer.
You left last summer? How old am I?
You're 26, and I'm not going to tell you happy birthday.
And I'm 19.
She's legal.
And the proper amount of time has passed.
Okay, who am I talking to? Because I hear five people on speakerphone and it's not my boyfriend. So be quiet.
Oh, wow.
Not my boyfriend.
Do you have something you want to say to me?
Oh, we're married?
Are we still?
Yeah. Where'd you go?
I can't believe it's been a year that we've been here.
Yeah, I don't think it's been
having a conversation for a year.
Hey, maybe like try flipping your phone upside down.
Okay, what you've been doing is really disrespectful. You're flirting with an 18-year-old girl. 19. She sat on your lap.
It's been a year. It's 19.
Okay, hold on. Nope, wait. Because what we're not going to do is, how dare you think of me that low? I would never stoop that low. That is on you. You should not have
it
left.
You. And insecure,
I think,
honey.
She wants to be with you. And I think your best friend wants to be with you.
Oh, what?
They were
You're
both
crazy.
In the room.
She's crazy, man.
She's
crazy.
We all
she's
are not insecure. Agreeing with you
she is,
simultaneously.
She's insecure.
I walked, oh my God. In, crazy. I walked in and it wasn't just her trying to lift her shirt up. Your best friend also was like, I have a change of clothes too.
What? No, that I told weird. You I tripped in there. I don't know what they were doing. That was an accident. This is crazy. Why would you think of me that low? Why would you think of me that disgusting?
Actually, now that I come to I do think my brother was. He's the one who kind of says, I have a crush on you. Let's be real.
Wait, whoa.
I have a crush
okay,
on you.
So hold
on.
Do you hear
my
this?
My brother
go
said
I'm gonna go
that
hello?
If you. I'm in love
hello?
With you, but I think also my brother's in love with you too because he said some things as well.
Guys, we can't do this. Yeah. Hold on, she's on mute right now. I put her
I
on mute.
All
right,
I'm hanging up.
Wait, okay, don't hang up.
Incest is best.
I guess we have to
so
do this.
So how do I tell you this, but we're in a love quad, maybe? And all roads lead to me.
Blocked.
So,
happily ever after.
And scene. I got a little Alabama
wow.
up in here.
A lot Alabama.
Man, I can't believe the best friend was lusting after his brother.
Like
this
next
story.
Oh, wow.
Celery like that, Trent.
Celery is a fan of that.
So this one's a quick Tfue.
Uh-oh.
Today I fucked up by accidentally lusting over a picture.
Accidentally?
Nothing from this is coming
accidentally.
Good.
There's no accidentally.
Nothing can come good of this.
And I'm not reading you the full title yet. So I was scrolling through Instagram the other day, mindlessly double tapping on photos as I went by, and I came across a picture of a stunning woman in a bikini, posing on a beach, great boobs, sexy ass. It was a good MILF. And then that I'm really into, without mom. Hesitation, I liked the photo and even showed it to my friend, commenting on how I'd tap that. A few minutes later, I received a notification that the woman had liked one of my photos.
Oh.
Curious, I clicked on her profile and started scrolling through her pictures. And that's when I realized, to my absolute horror, that the woman was my aunt. She's basically my mom's cousin, although we're not very close and we don't see much of each other. We still know of each other and know that we are related. I was so ashamed of myself. How could I have been so stupid? I quickly unliked the photo and hoped that she hadn't noticed. Later that day, Later that day, I received an IG notification. It was from her saying, "Hey, I saw that you liked my photo earlier. Thanks for the support." And she said... I cringed so bad. I responded with no problem.
Oh,
and
no.
Prayed that she wouldn't bring it up to anyone else. And top comment says, "Bro, you better start liking random shit from her. You gotta mix it in. By the way, she knows. She knows.
She totally knows.
She totally knows."
Because she followed the procedure. Right. He liked a picture, then she went and liked a picture. It's mm-hmm. not like they were friends before.
Oh, they weren't friends? Oh.
They're like related,
they
but they don't know
before?
Each other very well.
Were they connected on Instagram or whatever?
No, he was just
I guess
scrolling.
Not because he hasn't seen her photos before.
Oh.
Yeah.
So
he was
I
just
don't
scrolling
know.
And double tapped.
Yeah.
And then, oh.
She knows.
I think it's fine.
And I know
because,
she knows.
Because even if there's, it's very like obvious, it's not like concrete. So you can like always fall back. Yeah, just like you're looking really good. And
but if you've never liked anything before, are you going to take that guy's strategy where you say like more random things?
No, I think that's that is so backwards. I feel like, oh, he's trying to cover up something.
The damage is done.
I think the one like is fine.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like he went through her profile and just started double tapping everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he did that, then yeah.
Maybe one other post that's just like of her, like an Instagram quote. Maybe just like that one, like, that's insightful.
Yeah.
Just comment that. That's insightful. Yeah.
I'm going to steal this one from you. Yeah.
Repost.
But I think.
Screenshot it.
It's like, it's not that. I get why he's embarrassed, but it's like one of those things, like, if you could just gloss over it, just forget
it's
about it.
It's completely a glossing over thing. You yeah, don't
you
have to.
You don't have to, like, be like, oh, my God, no, unless you lusted a yeah. little more. Then I'm like, if you left that part out of the story, I would get why
you shouldn't have wrote
that.
This on but Reddit. Like, I would have never told anybody.
I'm telling you.
I wouldn't have shared this with anybody. This is something for me that happened.
That's his mistake. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah just okay. Let it be his mistake.
It amazes me because, you know, people get on there and like, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. And you're typing like you can self-edit. Like, it's not like you're doing a live and you're just all blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm rambling a little bit in this post. What are you doing? Go uh-huh. back and self-edit before you hit
send. Yeah.
But again, why are you posting this?
He needed to share it.
What Reddit subgroup was he in?
Oh, well, this subreddit
Alabama
is...
families? What?
It was Today I Effed Up.
Oh.
So he's just posting his huge mess up and mistake.
I don't think it's a huge mistake. Though. I think he's making it worse by posting this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a huge mistake. He's living life risk free because the way you can just
he goes on Reddit. She likes this post. She's like,
I know that profile.
Yeah, I know that profile.
He really does like me.
So he did like the photo and actually liked looking at it.
The thing about Reddit though is you can create a profile that's like linked to other stuff, but usually people create things called throwaway profiles. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he would be
she
that stupid to like link it.
She knows.
She knows.
She knows.
She knows.
Do you have a throwaway account?
No, I don't have a throwaway account.
I have an account that's technically a throwaway, but I've never used it for anything.
Oh, yeah.
But it's actually very connected. So if I were to create a story, I would need to create a new account, even though my main account says throwaway or something like that. It's
oh, yeah, because you commented. Because I did make another account when we got the podcast to be a moderator.
Yeah.
So I guess my old one is technically a throwaway, but I haven't used it since.
I used my throwaway the other day because I had a photography question, and I went to the photography subreddit, and I asked a question, and it was like three sentences, and I made a joke in one of the questions. They hyper-focused. I was getting destroyed in that comment section, and I was like, what in the world? I was like, no one answered my question. It was like up for 10 minutes. I deleted it.
No.
At first I was like, because like the stuff, I was like, this has nothing to do with the question.
What was your thing that you put? What
I
was your joke?
It. Yeah.
What is it? I said, okay, I was asking if, okay, so on cameras, there's a setting for ISO. It pretty much helps you with light. And I was like, I was trying to figure out if there's a way I could limit how high the ISO could go. Because sometimes the ISO gets bumped up so high that it's enough to get jail time. That's all I said.
It bumps up so high. Okay.
If you shoot in this high amount, like, you should be getting jail time.
I would be on you in that comment section too. I'm like, who does this guy think he is?
But
so okay,
they were body slam. They were
like, what were some of the comments? That's what I want to know.
Brandon's like, I don't want to think about it. I actually zoned it out.
One guy did call me arrogant, but it was like, it's just
arrogant?
The way
arrogant.
What?
It's just the way I talk too. Like, I literally, there was one week someone had shot and the ISO was at like 256,000. So it's like, for context, the ISO I say it should only be set to 3,200. That's the highest you should go because of where we're at and what we're shooting.
Right.
The lights are, they'll accommodate for you. So going past that, I'm like, okay, I could kind of get it. But they're going, so I was like, bro, like, I told someone, I was like, you should be in jail for this. Like, I literally did say that. But it was as a joke, because, like you can tell my tone. But I was like, okay, I can understand that they can't tell my tone. But they're like, oh, you're arrogant leader and you don't know what you're doing. And I was like, bro, you don't even know.
That man was just having a bad day. And like, he's taking out other people.
I was like, bro, you don't even know who. I was just like, are you serious? Like,
I think you got to maybe like the longtime Redditors who just, I don't know.
They're just angry.
Say something and say something.
But it was like, I think one guy said, just no. That's it. That's all they said. And I was like, I appreciate you. Yeah,
just no.
Thank you. Thank you for at least saying something. Because I was like, dude, these. And then they started threatening me. And I was like, bro.
Oh my gosh.
How did I activate Thumb Thugs on Reddit for three
I'm
sentences?
I'm telling you, these keyboard terrorists, that they have nothing else to do with their time than get on the keyboard and just a little, What?
They got their
How are they threatening?
This is your only place of power on Reddit? Like, what is going on with your life?
About photography? I was like, bro.
They got their camera bags. They come.
They said, you've never known. Jail time. Like,
well, because even our subreddit, I think, because for the most part, I do think Reddit is pretty chill. There are definitely some angry people, but on our subreddit, I think most people are nice.
Yeah,
but then there's some stories I've noticed in the past couple of months, people are like getting a little bit heated in the. I haven't had to use the moderation tools as much, but I'm like, these last couple of months I've had to.
What are they doing? Are they getting mad at other
comforters? Yeah, most of the people, I made one of the rules, like, be kind. You can critique the topic, but don't critique the poster. And people are like, oh, like, you nasty, dirty bum. Like, literally going in on these people. Like, you're idiot for even thinking that. I'm like, they wanted to write the story. You don't have to. They know they maybe didn't do that. And they're like, you're stupid. You're an idiot. You're ignorant. I'm like,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. So, shout out to all the people in our subreddit, but hey, a little bit nice.
Be nice.
Who are critical
because
but
I
kind.
Am cutting it. I'm blocking it.
Yeah,
this is our.
I'm not blocking them. I'm deleting the comments.
It's your public service announcement. Don't be a thumb thug.
Yeah, don't.
You
be
can
a thumb
be critical
thug.
All day, but be kind about being critical. And you don't need to attack people in the thing to give your opinion about a story.
1,000%.
Heard the CEO.
I just don't understand why all of a sudden society is like everyone has to have an opinion that's vocalized like. On everything. Like, why? Now, all of a sudden.
Turn off the cameras. Turn off the cameras. What are we talking about? Jason ends our show. I guess that's it. And that's the last episode of Comfort Level Podcast. What are we doing?
Because nobody asked for this.
We didn't yet. There was no. There's.
No, I get what you're saying, though.
No, but I mean, like, these Karens that are flipping out, like, this, the stuff that people are doing has nothing to do with them. And all of a sudden, they're screaming and flipping out and telling people, move your car off the street. You can't park here. like this street belongs to them. And, like, all of a sudden, they just, oh, someone's parked at a dock and they didn't pay. So they start freaking out and screaming and try to hit people and, like, where did civility and all that
are you
stuff
mentioning
happen?
A certain brawl that happened?
No, I'm telling you what I've seen, like, scrolling.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Montgomery brawl.
No.
You said a dock. Very, you said a fight.
Exactly
I didn't sound like that. But this girl flips out because these people are docked at their boat is docked there.
Oh, okay.
And she's just flipping out. You didn't pay for that. And, like, okay. Either call the authorities if it's that big a deal, but you're sitting there screaming and hitting the people. And I mean, she's got a dog in one hand and then she's swinging with her arm with the other. And the dog is like hanging on like, oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh. The alarm didn't go. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's been around ever since the internet was a thing.
Yeah.
There's people where it's like they have good information to give. It's just the internet is saturated. I think that's just the way that it's always going to be.
Yeah, I think social media plays a big part. Because it's like, you know, you get certain things too. Like information getting out there is even a thing. Like, that's crazy. Like, I remember the beginning of the season, I saw this video and they're talking about Love is Blind and how if you don't go to the altar, it's like you get a fine.
And so, $50K
fine. And I was this whole season, I'm like, they're all gonna go to the altar because, you know, like, they don't want that fine. Come to find out, probably wasn't even true.
And of course, so that sounds fake.
This whole season, I'm like, oh yeah, they're not gonna make it, or like, yeah, like. And then Maddie sends me a screenshot, and I was like, I have been fooled by the internet yet once again. And it's so new, well, like it's something that's new.
There was a video that Brandon sent me of this woman, random woman on the internet, talking about the show. And she was talking about a specific person. Let's say her name is Sam. Her name was really Brittany. Okay. Oh, I'll just say her name, Brittany.
Sam. Okay.
Brittany. Okay. Her name is Brittany. She was talking about this situation with Brittany and her ex Kenneth as if she knew these people.
Right.
Like she's like, guys, I have the behind the scenes scoop. I know what really happened. This is what really happened. And so she's saying all this stuff, and she's saying with such conviction. And Brandon sent it to me, and I was like, okay. And then I go look in the comments, and I see like one of the second comments, and it says, this is not true. Literally, none of this is real. I'm going to make a video about this. I'm like, who is this? It's literally Brittany in the comments being like, what is this video? This is not real at all.
Oh, wow.
The actual person who was, and so I sent that to Brandon because I was like, so now I don't trust that girl at all. You ended up sending me, it was probably before I sent you the screenshot, but you sent me another one of her videos about like Clay and AD. And I was like, I can't believe her anymore. Cause I'm like, I don't know where you're getting your information
from. We always got to verify, because even when we're talking about Love is Blind, we're watching the show. We're watching an edited version.
Edited.
Yeah.
Where they spent months together. They've been talking for months and months, and they condense it down to 10 one-hour episodes, and we're like, oh, we know these people,
and they're creating a storyline specifically.
Exactly, they're molding
the
story.
Yeah,
it is like almost it is reality, but like they are molding the story to suit their needs. They're putting the shots that support their storyline. So you're like, I know these people. Like, we really don't.
Yeah,
you
so
have
somebody,
an idea, but
somebody might be the villain of the season, but they're actually just being edited that
right.
way.
Yeah. So I said all that to say, the internet's just making the world a strange
place.
They
lie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say that to say that they didn't get married, like this next story.
Woo!
Oh!
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. And actually, the Love is Blind narrative thing, it reminds me of like the narrative that's on this show where I'm edited to seem like I'm a
nicer.
Bad person.
Oh.
And...
You said bad person. Yeah. She said nicer.
I'm trying to make you nicer.
It doesn't seem like it. Like, I feel like all the nice things I say are edited out. And then you try to support this like, oh, Sam is bad. Sam is a villain. He's trying to get canceled. That's not me. And I want, it's not even going to get in this episode because Maddie's going to cut it out. But I am a good guy. And all of us are butt sniffers.
So Sam is saying,
see,
there
that's
you
wrong.
Go. There you go.
See, where's your proof?
There you go. There you go.
Because not on Jason's episode are you going to.
Lie
talk
on
about
our
butt huffing.
Yeah.
Why not?
Oh.
Let's get into it.
Jason's like, let's go. You know?
We did, on TikTok, I saw J Money changed her name to butt huffer.
And Andy?
Yeah.
She changed it to poop particle.
Oh my God.
It's a live exclusive. Make sure to go watch our live
yeah,
from
watch
a few
our
weeks
lives.
Ago.
They're fun.
Last month. Sam does me a great courtesy and goes back through and timestamps everything because we do talk a way more than we usually do. So there's a lot of tangents, but Sam helps everyone out and he tells you what we're going to be talking about for the most part.
And yes, we did play Gartic Phone for an hour.
And we're never going to play that game again. I'm so sorry. I was so bored and it was like waiting for people to finish the setup.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't even to the game. And I was like, I really want to be like, we can't, let's just stop playing the game.
Yeah, because I think it is more of a passive, like, everyone's on Discord and you're playing it and you're just talking like normal.
Yeah.
It's not a stream thing at all.
It was horrible. So apologies for, everybody can just not
so
watch the last.
I'm like,
we should cut it out even maybe, but.
I think there was
good stuff we talked about towards the end. Okay, I've only just realized that I let the men I call my family and friends ruin my marriage.
Oh.
The men.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So, papa.
Mm-hmm. Brother.
Bra, bra. Cause
brother.
Cause. Unk, unk.
I've been divorced for almost 2 years, and a few weeks ago, my father, 67 male, my two brothers, 37 male and 40 male, and four friends, 35, 37, 38, and 41 male, while very drunk, joked about how they can't believe I left my wife. They said that they all tried to get with her since the divorce, but she has been repeatedly rejecting them, saying that it would be inappropriate and unkind to do such a thing to me. I laughed at what they were saying just to ease them into saying more. And once they thought I found it funny, they really opened up. They had all purposely made me feel paranoid about my ex-wife cheating on me and using me, because why would a woman like her be with a man like me if it wasn't for money? They often hinted at, or sometimes even directly said, that she wore the pants in the relationship, that she was only with me because I'm easily manipulated. They constantly planted negative things in my mind. If I went to talk with them about something happening in my relationship, they would put a negative twist to it, or they purposely give me bad advice. That's when I lost my job during COVID. They all hinted at how she's definitely cheating on me now because there's no financial benefit into being faithful with me. I obviously trusted them, and I often took their words to heart, and it ruined my marriage. I frequently argued with my wife, and I was always accusing her of something or suspected her of not really loving me. I questioned everything that was between us. I often told her bullshit things like how I'm a high-value man and that she needed to appreciate me when I was not working for 6 months. I flipped the script and I started accusing her of not respecting me for not working. I was unappreciative of all of her hard work and for being the one who took care of our household bills and any other bills during the 6 months of unemployment. I continued to let their words drive me into a paranoia. I started accusing her of cheating even with her coworkers. Eventually, my wife had enough of my moods, constant mistrust, and accusations, and she left me. And to be honest, for a long time, it felt like it came out of nowhere. And so I had myself convinced that she left me for another man. Now here I am, knowing that every man I called my family, my friend, were obviously all my enemies who I let destroy my marriage. I obviously lost my mind once they were done telling me all the ways that they conspired to ruin my marriage, and we did get to blows. I've cut off all contact with each and every one of them. I want to reach out to my ex and make amends and hopefully get her back. My ex-wife has agreed to meet up with me, and she doesn't know exactly what for, but to discuss things, and I don't know how to go about making amends and hopefully mending our relationship. How do I tell her how much I regret everything and that I want her to give me a second chance? Is there any chance for us? And then there's an edit and an update, and then we'll read some comments too. So,
therapy.
Ooh. I like that word.
I'm talking about, like, that is the picture of insecurity. Like, you're letting all these people speak about how you should interact with your wife. And wait, why are you not working for 6 months? Like, how are you not got a job? I mean, if I'm married and I lose my job, if that means I'm working at Burger King until I find something better, mm-hmm. that's what I like. I don't understand that as a man, that you're just like not working. Like, what's wrong with your self-worth that you can just be like, oh, no big deal. I'll mm-hmm. let her carry the whole load.
Well, I wonder if he's convinced himself that he's such a high value man that he's like, certain jobs are beneath me. So maybe that's why he was unemployed for so long.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people who are like, yeah, there's no jobs out there. Like, no, there's jobs out there. There's just jobs you don't want to do out there. There's jobs. Mm-hmm. You just maybe don't want to do, you don't want to go flip a burger. You don't want to.
There's somebody that I know right now who's been unemployed for like 2 years, who has a car and could probably get a little. His name is Sam.
Oh,
just kidding.
Why is everyone Sam?
Who has a car and who, if they could easily get a job at a fast food place because they're hiring. Mm-hmm. And some of them, they're like for a good rate in the city that we live in. And
the innovation they're doing at Taco Bell is like incredible.
And the prices are going up, so that that's money better be going up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I hope. So obviously
$10
not.
For a combo now. It's crazy. Yeah. Taco Bell is
that hurt.
Yeah.
Number one is $11.61.
The accuracy. The fact that you know that. The accuracy of that.
That's painful.
But apparently you can get deals within the app.
I've used the app now once.
And it's right. It's true.
It's back.
Wait.
Taco Bell app is where it's at.
Quick tangent. Can we talk about apps for a second?
Yeah, hold on. I was just going to say.
Yeah, let her cook.
This person could totally have a job. It might not be the highest paying job, but they could technically be on their feet or in a better situation for the other their family. And they literally are not doing it because it's not the job that they're used to. They're used to being their own boss.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely like, I feel like an ego thing. Cause I'm like, they give you a uniform. You can go to Walmart and buy like the non-slip shoes for like under $50, maybe $25. And then you can borrow, you can ask people for gas money now, but in 2 weeks you'll have money for gas money. You can pay people back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You work at Walmart for $18 an hour.
Yeah.
Stocking shelves or getting other people's grocery orders together. Like, there's not a reason why anyone should not be able to work.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from backgrounds and all those kind of things. But if you have a desire, you should be able to work. And your self-worth is not predicated on someone else.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That, I mean, this whole dynamic happened because ego and all of that stuff. And it's like, okay, so you got all these people plotting against you. And they want to sleep with you? Like, that's crazy to me. That you said in the beginning that all the she was asking them.
Oh, his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all the people were trying to get with her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, oh. And these are all his people, right?
These are his dad, his brothers, his friends.
67 is crazy.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
That's nuts.
We would hear it in church about who you surround yourself with when you're in these relationships. I'm like, it sounds like you're surrounded by a bunch of single guys. Like, he's not, apparently not in any relationship. Do any of these guys have their own relationships that they're trying to maintain and keep strong? Because I don't feel like.
But they want his.
But I'm like, I feel like if you're in a relationship, at least in a good one, you're not going to be like trying to bring down. Does he have not one good couple guy relationship that's been like, hey man, chill, it's fine?
Well, I think that's the revelation. That's what he's saying, is all of his close friends are bad people, and he didn't realize it because he was trusting the people around him, which he eventually goes on to say in the update that yes, he's realizing that he is easily influenced.
This dude turned red pill just from his friends. Like, this is so easily influenced.
And that's not a good thing, but it's also like, it does suck that you have faith in people in your life that you think are good people, and they end up screwing you over just for fun. Like, they they think it's a joke.
But he probably is easy to influence, but it is a different thing when everyone around you is saying the same thing. That is kind of like, it's a coordinated attack on you. That's scary.
Like, he goes on to say it was like mainly led by his dad too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I was like, it's like one of those things where it's like, yeah, you can surround yourself with the right people or whatever, but it's like everybody around him was doing it. So him being easily influenced is a factor. But the fact that it's like everybody around him was like, saying, like it's one thing for someone to be like, oh, like your girlfriend's pretty fine. Like, maybe she's out here or something.
Maybe she's out of your league, bro.
Yeah. Like, boosting his head with stuff like, maybe she's out of your league. Oh, she's definitely doing, like, having all the friends say.
Because I got a separate group chat where they're like, okay, what are you going to tell them? Yeah. Like, this is our theme for this week. We're going to tell them this.
I see. Why he could probably fall into that like so easily, because it's personality and people. He's working with other people and his own personality at the same time.
It's family. It's your dad telling you this.
She must be fine though.
I mean,
he does say she's literally beautiful. But okay, so like,
everyone's plotting. This chick is fine.
67-year-old man trying to get Viagra. Yeah,
yeah. But also, like, to a certain extent, she can be as pretty as she wants to be. But there's something wrong with the men that he's surrounding himself with, where they genuinely think she's like not necessarily property, but she's like a plaything because they're all trying to get with her. I don't think it would matter if they all
oh my god,
if they all got with her, I don't think they would care. It's
like the fact that they think they could get with her. Like,
yes, it's like they don't
just to be like, oh yeah,
her.
You just left this guy that we all know, and she's doing like, oh yeah, I'm interested in you,
my
what?
Son. You just left my son.
I'm gonna get with your dad. Like, why would you think that?
Yeah. So, edit. Some of y'all keep saying you took the words of your friends over your wife's, and I don't think that's fair or a complete assessment. I trusted my father and my brothers. My father was the main driving force behind this manipulation campaign, and it's not often that your entire family is conspiring against you, and not only your family, but also your friends. I'm not running away from accepting the fact that it is solely my fault in how my marriage ended. I take ownership of that. I take ownership of the fact that I accused my wife of being a cheater or a user, and I regret it all. If my ex-wife doesn't accept my apology, I would accept it gracefully. And if she said she never wanted to talk to me or even get back together with me, I'd also accept that. I would not stand in the way, and I would not try to change her mind. I would wish her well and leave her be. And so some relevant comments. Somebody said, well, they certainly knew you were easy to manipulate, don't they? I'm glad you cut these people off, and I would also make a concerted effort to hear your ex out. I don't know if she'll ever forgive you, but at least give her some closure if that's what she needs. And OP responds, as much as it hurts to read this and to see myself as such a person, it's true. I trusted these men. I especially trusted my father and my brothers. I never thought my own family would be plotting to ruin my marriage and get away with my wife. I absolutely won't get in any way of her unburdening herself. I can only hope she finds a way to forgive me and to possibly try to get back together, but I'm not holding my breath. I would respect her wishes, even if it means she'll never forgive me. Somebody else says, so are you telling me that your dad and brothers also tried to get with your wife? And somebody else said, I'm just shocked that they're still alive after this confession like that. Like, I don't know, man. That's just vile. And OP said, I didn't include the violence part because that broke out once I heard it all because I didn't want to get my post ban. Blood was absolutely spilled. And of course, I had my ass beat because it was 7-1.
Oh, my God. 7?
So they were legit all over.
They really did wanted this woman.
This screams dysfunction.
Yeah, right, right.
Bad. This is crazy. Stab,
shoot. But I did do damage, and an ambulance and police were called.
Oh, he did damage.
None of us pressed charges against each other, and we left it at that. That's honestly, I'm still raging, and I've been heartbroken since. Okay, so yeah, then there's an update. Charges. But yeah, no, they brawled.
Well, that's when, like, you throw hands and then you don't press charges. That's family, man.
And everything else in the story, that's not family. Yeah, that's family.
But that's family.
That's family. 7-1 is family.
7-1 is.
When you're in the right, too, is crazy. Yeah. They say, shut up.
And you know, I think the crazy thing is the 67-year-old man was fine in that altercation. I know he was. He was the one. They had to call the ambulance for the son.
Yeah, because he's throwing a hammer. He's just throwing.
No, he's like, buff for no reason. Yeah. Straight.
Got that old dad strength. Can't take this man on. Man, I feel bad for him. I am glad he's trying. I'm like, I always think people, like, especially when you know you're in the wrong, you made a mistake, try.
Mm-hmm.
Try to reconcile if you can. Admit your faults. Admit what you did wrong. Who knows what the other person is? But I like that he's like, I'm not going to try to force her into it. Because, yeah, I'm like, accept whatever she says. But at least try. Don't live with this regret for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I think a good way to go about it. Yeah, definitely have the conversation. But if you're like, hey, like, maybe we can try a chance of getting back together. And if she says yes, you have to give it time afterwards. Be like, I need a few years to work on myself, you know, go to therapy to, like, make sure that when we get back together, I can love you correctly.
I get what you're saying, but I even wonder if he's going to even believe, like, anything that, you know, his friends had said before, because knowing what everything is a lie, if he were to have that relationship with her again, I would think that he would just start clean slate and know that it was a lie, because it's like they put those suspicions in his head, so he knows that they're not true, you know?
Yeah, but
it's not like you're getting back with a cheater and you're like, I don't know.
I feel like it's just like one of those, like, you know, you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit. And so the fact that everybody that he deemed important was telling him all these things, it might give him, like, those trust issues. Even though she never did anything to break it, it's literally his environment that's causing him to think that way.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know.
And I was like, it reminds me of, like, getting back with your ex in general. Because I always say, I'm like, it's kind of a bad idea to get back with your ex. Because you'll date someone and you break up and you grow. Like, you learn things about yourself. You learn the stuff you did in the relationship. And you find the person again. And you're like, oh, maybe we can try again. Maybe we can, like, do it differently. I find that you often fall back into those same patterns that you're doing in the beginning. Even if you have matured and grown, you, like, because it's the same person, you start doing the same things that caused the relationship to end in the first place. And I'm like,
So you think so too?
Yeah. I'm like, okay. I'm a proponent of not getting back with your ex because I find you all, you kind of get into a repetitive thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's a hard rule. I do think people can return to it and like actually learn from it. But I think a lot of times you do just like slip back into it, even if you know better.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the update. On Sunday, I got to meet up with my ex-wife. Oh. I apologized profusely, and she was kind and understanding, but she said she couldn't and wouldn't forgive me. She said that it simply isn't in her nature to forgive, and that despite it all, she holds no grudges or anger against me and wishes me nothing but goodness in my life. She did give me some advice and told me that I have been in an abusive relationship all my life, and that in order to heal whatever is broken in me, that I should cut out my father as he sets the tone for my treatment by the rest of the family. She has pointed out that in many ways my father has hurt me or had encouraged my family to mistreat me. Mm-hmm. She said that I'd been stagnated and unhappy if I continued to associate myself with my family and former friends. I told her that I cut them out of my life and that I have my first therapy session scheduled in a few days. Yeah. She said she was proud of me for taking my first step into healing. Our conversation was heartfelt and emotionally devastating as we discussed that the many ways our marriage had failed, as well as the abuse I experienced by my father and my family. We cried the entire time. We cried a lot. We ended our conversation with a long hug, and then we said our goodbyes. And then final comment from OP, forgiveness is earned through changed behavior and recognition of your harm, but it isn't guaranteed or something you deserve. Some things shouldn't be forgiven, and that doesn't mean it eats away at you as a person or that it somehow holds them back. So I do agree with her when she said that you don't need to forgive in order to heal or gain emotional maturity. And sometimes forgiveness is not even an option. For her, this is one of those things that she simply can't and won't forgive. And all I can do is accept it. As much as I'd like her forgiveness, it simply is not available for me. And that's perfectly fine.
What the crazy thing is, you know, divorce does not take, it's not a short transition. Like, it takes a little bit of time for you to go through the paperwork and the process and all that stuff. So it's not like there wasn't the opportunity to have this revelation why this is happening, you know, and that could have changed everything for him and her. But the fact that it went so long and then we're already divorced and then you come back and you say, I'm sorry, blah, 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 blah. Well, at this point, like, okay, I've moved on. I don't want anything to do with that toxic stuff.
Because I think in the beginning he said that it had been 2 years since everything happened and he was only just meeting up with them, and that's when they told him about it. So yeah, it's definitely been a long time, because he even thankfully said that, you know, when they first got divorced and she was like, I'm gonna divorce you, he was like, I didn't think it was my fault for a long time. Like, he was like, I was blaming it on her. I didn't understand. It was a blindside to me. When he looks back on it now, he's like, oh yeah, no, I was treating her horribly.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I think the only way to solve it is, like, start getting in the gym, start pumping iron, you know what I'm saying? Get big. Send
muscles.
Yeah. Send muscles your ex an invitation to a brawl with your dad, like one-on-one, me versus my dad. Watch me beat my dad up for your love. Maybe I can win your affection that way.
Okay. You know, I thought you were going to do something else.
No, I forgot the words. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say that. I was like, this big buildup is going to happen.
No, I just really want to fight his dad one-on-one.
Yeah. Fight club.
Yeah.
Love me.
She gets an invitation in the mail. Like, you're cordially invited.
And it's just both of them just like.
The dad agrees to it. So there's like a photo shoot of them.
They're just like staring at each other.
With the faded, they're like face to face in the background. Yeah, like
battle royal for your hand.
Man, 67. How old was OP?
One of his brothers is like the card, the round one.
He's in a two-piece for some odd reason.
Well, at least he wasn't baby-trapped like this next story.
Oh, my.
That's fine.
Wow.
No.
I think that's fine.
I don't like that one. Celery didn't like that transition.
I want to hear the story. I want to know what baby trapping is. Oh, is it trapping someone with a baby?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that.
No, it's actually you just trap a baby.
Oh.
Baby trapped.
Spill like a little binky under there. Like, oh, gotcha.
He's like.
Wild baby.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Like my that. Fiance accused me of baby trapping him when my tubes are tied.
Oh.
So either there wasn't some communication there or somebody forgot.
Yeah.
My fiance accused me of baby trapping him, but my tubes are tied. I had an argument with my fiance this morning. We'd been dating for 2 years, engaged since September, and for the most part, everything has been going well. We've been planning a quiet backyard ceremony so that we can save up for a house instead. We've been communicative and managed to get through fights in the past, but this takes the cake. He's been evasive for the past 2 weeks about a wedding or any future plans we've made, and I basically had to corner him this morning before leaving for work to ask what's going on. Turns out while he was dog sitting for his uncle early in February, they had a chat that stuck with him. When they were talking about life and how things have been going, his uncle admitted that he resented his ex-wife for baby trapping him. And now he's divorced while his ex-wife is dating again, and my fiance's cousin is an entitled asshat who terrorized him when they were both teenagers. Turns out it's been sitting in his mind. He says that he thinks I'm about to spring a pregnancy announcement on him and trap him into a marriage. This is despite the fact that he knows that I don't want kids. I basically raised my siblings and lost out on my childhood. I told him about not wanting to have kids when we first started dating. We were both on the same page, and I asked him about having a vasectomy in the past, which is why it was surprising that he thinks that I'm trying to baby trap him. The thing is, the first chance I got, which still took a long time, I got my tubes tied. I literally can't get pregnant. I reminded him of this fact, and that made him go really quiet. He didn't even apologize or say anything, so I told him if he's going to be like this over a made-up issue in his head, I don't know how I would trust him in a real crisis. Now I'm wondering if I was too harsh and what steps we can take to move forward, or if I'm the right amount of angry and I should just end it. I have no idea what to do right now. And then there's an update.
Wow.
Dude, dumb.
She said, I had my tubes tied, and he said...
He said, oh.
Oh.
That's Did he just forget about it?
Yeah. Like, yeah, he must have.
But she asked him to have a vasectomy too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's confusion. Like, why would I need to get a vasectomy if you've got your tubes tied unless you're afraid I'm going to go out and have a kid with somebody?
Well, I think they knew they didn't want to have kids. And then she asked him to get a vasectomy, but he said no, or he wasn't interested. So she was like, okay, well, to make sure it doesn't happen, then I'll save up. And then she got her tubes tied afterwards.
Yeah.
And how is it baby track? You're already planning to get married. What are you
I don't know what's going on with this man.
Yeah. I guess trapped with if you both don't like kids, maybe that's right. But I'm like, you're getting married. That's a baby trapping's like, oh, I dated you for a little bit. I'm trying to trap you into
for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Or less.
We're engaged to be married.
You've already said the whole thing you're accusing her of, you've already said yes to.
But I don't think she's being too harsh. I think this is a proper time in the engagement. Be harsh as possible. Like, get through all these fights. See if you can make it. Because once you're married, then like that's a bigger thing to get out of. But you can get out of an engagement.
But that's crazy. Yeah. Like you're just gonna make up this whole scenario.
I'm still confused as to why he even brought up the issue. Like,
if you
guys are gonna get married. Then why are you mad about it he obviously didn't remember her tubes were tied, but even then it's like, do you want to be with her or do you not want to be
exactly.
with her?
Exactly. So you're just using this as an excuse.
Right.
Just you got cold feet or you've changed your mind. Now it's like, okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to trap me.
He's the OP from the last story. He's so gullible or he's so easily led that his uncle told him, hey man, he's... Chicks is trapping people. He's like, hey, you're trapping me. Like, anyone can tell him anything.
Well, you know what I think happened? I think his uncle took him, once he came back from dog sitting, he took him to a magic show. And the guy said,
oh, yeah, hypnotized.
You don't know your wife has her tubes tied.
The magician.
She's not
knows?
Your wife anymore. She's your fiance.
The hypnotist.
And then the uncle, like, slides him, like, $50. And then he says, you're worried that she's trying to baby trap you. Halt all wedding preparations. And then he like took his forehead and he said, ugh. And that's how he got out of it. And then, because that explains it, because why else would he be acting like this?
No, until you hear the words, tubes tied. and then you remember everything. He's like, oh. She's like, oh. He's like, so he's like, I got my tubes tied.
Oh. Like, oh, he passes out. He's like, oh god.
What just happened?
He's like, uncle, uncle.
Where's my uncle at? Where's the, there was a hypnotist or something.
She's like, what are you talking about? He's like, I gotta go to work.
Story okay. Make sense.
Yeah. Wow. So update, it's been an exhausting week, both at home and work. Basically, we're not engaged anymore. He's moving back to his parents and our relationship is over while he works on himself. To answer some questions, no, he wasn't cheating, nor was there a secret baby on the side. Half a yes to him having second thoughts, half a yes to him being influenced by family and friends. I won't go too much into details, just that his uncle's family were really awful to him. They were always the go-to babysitters, and he has trouble standing up to that generation of his family. He's impressionable, and he has trouble separating fact from fiction because of that and them. Another factor is that one of his formerly child-free friends announced that his wife is pregnant during New Year's, and he's been excited about that. My ex-fiance is wondering if he'd change his mind, especially since his parents do want him to have grandchildren and have been asking if we're going to wait before having them. After dog sitting for his uncle, apparently all that combined in his mind that I changed my mind and that I'd surprise him about it, which is the core of the matter to me. Whether he forgot that I had my tubes tied doesn't matter. He was projecting his fears, anxiety, and trauma onto me and punishing me for something that I didn't even do or say. And then made me out to be a deceptive partner because of that projection. He stopped trusting me because he was afraid of what the warped version was that he built up in his head. That wasn't okay, and that's why I ended it. He's been moving his stuff out all week, and he told me that he's going back to therapy. His parents will be there to help him, and they separately apologized to me. They had no idea how bad his anxiety was. I'll be there to support him as a friend. I've been trying to say that it's on pause, but typing this out makes me realize that no matter what, I wouldn't be able to win against those fears, and nor can I trust him to ever really fully trust me again against them.
This is the guy from the last story.
That's him.
That's interesting.
He's a serial dater now.
Yeah, this is his next relationship.
Does that thought process explain it more though in your head? Like, does that answer that he gave of like, he's just projecting like a fear that he has, like,
oh, 1,000%.
Okay.
But it sounds like a cop out too.
It is a cop out.
Total. Like, I'm just going to use this. I've got lots of anxiety. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of saying, you know, I haven't really worked on all of me becoming whole or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just anxious about this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Clay from Love is Blind. Clay using his dad.
Jason's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
We do talk about cycles. But Clay's dad cheated on his mom repeatedly.
Yeah.
They went on cheating trips.
Cheating trips.
And so Clay uses his dad's cheating in his future relationship. He's like, I don't know if I can be married to you because, like, this is my view of marriage, is my dad cheating on him or cheating on my mom for years and years and years. And I think I'm going to cheat if I get married to you. It's like, I think that fear can be very real, and it's also an excuse. You're using it to like justify certain actions because you haven't worked on yourself to know, like, hey, this isn't what a marriage is.
Mm-hmm.
But people do this all the time. People are messing up the relationships because of these anxieties and fears all the time.
Yeah.
That's a really good take, Sam.
Let's get Clay's dad out here, man.
I don't think we should do that.
I can't remember which ones we've done. That's why I haven't transitioned.
Oh, well, I'm just happy that Clay and AD broke up like this next story. So we got one last story for ya.
I thought that.
Now the Clay and AD thing kind of makes sense. If Clay was the OP and Clay's dad, because Clay was like, hey, watch out for my dad because he might try to get with you, AD. Like, he said that?
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Was Clay's dad the guy who put it into his head that AD was...
Oh, wow.
Now I got to go watch.
Yeah, now you have to.
There's actually a lot happened.
Yeah.
Well,
and then the reunion comes
out. He doesn't have
two
brothers. He said that he had two brothers. He also
Wait, he does.
Clay does... Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But at least on the show, they didn't make it seem like... somebody did do like a playback though, when Clay is like about to like get married and he's like talking to his groomsmen and he says like, he's like talking up AD and he literally said, he's, I think he says something like, man, I'm like so ready to like marry this girl or something like that. And his brother, they catch his brother's reaction where he's like, like no, but it's, they don't zoom in on it, but yeah, it's like in the background and his actual brother's like,
why is he lying?
Oh, yeah.
I saw one what where, where they, when they were literally at the altar and then the preacher's like going through the vows and he says something like about Clay being ready to get married to AD and he's like literally mouthing no.
He's yeah, like, he looks at AD and he's like,
I have to send it to you. It was crazy. I was like,
but that's from that girl.
It was from that girl, but now she you can't recorded
trust
it. It.
Now you can't
I would just
it.
Say a little because I don't know man. What he's actually saying, but she's like, he's like saying no right to AD's face.
I don't, the way he shook,
but
he
also
said,
Netflix or any reality show, you can't trust those cutaways.
True.
Those cutaways could be 20 minutes before that. They just put it there just to be like, oh, this would be juicy if we put it there. I never trust a cutaway from any reality show.
I mean, but it was very telling to what happened.
True. He married her.
He did marry.
Okay, so the last story is, am I the asshole for telling my son's girlfriend to break up with him?
Wow.
Son's girlfriend. Oh, you told me. Break up with my son. He's trash.
My female 41 son, male 20, has been in a relationship with his girlfriend, Lily, female 20, for about 3 years now. I love my son, and I hate to say this, but he's not turned out to be a good person. He has very little work ethic, has no desire to get a job or go to college, and spends most of his time gaming or partying. Lily, on the other hand, is the polar opposite. She's very studious, has aspirations to be a doctor, and is a very good swimmer and is currently away at college. When my son and Lily first got together in high school, they were an excellent match. We loved having Lily over, and my son definitely took more care of himself. Since then, it's rapidly deteriorated. I know my son still loves Lily, but he never gives her the attention that she deserves. And with her clear potential, I just feel like she deserves better. When Lily came to visit a few days ago, she was visibly upset. When my son went to the store, I asked her if she was okay, and she told me that she didn't know what to do and wondered why my son had such little ambition and was so lazy. I told her that I didn't see it changing anytime soon, as that was my view, given that it was ongoing for almost 2 years. And when she asked what I would do in her situation, I told her to put herself first and do what she wanted. Lily thanked me, and she said she'd think about things. Well, earlier today, my son comes downstairs in a rage, telling me that Lily has broken up with him via text. I asked him what she said, and apparently the text message referred to a discussion with your mom that had made her Lily rethink chill. The relationship. My son was livid that I'd gotten involved and said that I overstepped boundaries. I told him that I didn't advise Lily to leave him, just that she had to make her own decisions and decide what was best for her. My son is now not talking to me, and my husband is annoyed, believing that having no Lily will make my son's rut last even longer. I also miss having Lily around. So am I the asshole? I think she's looking out for Lily.
There you go. Look out for Lily. Lily's not looking out for you, though, Mom.
Yeah,
she threw you underneath the bus.
She's like, I was fine, but then your mom was basically telling me to get ready. So
she's driving the bus.
We're done, bud.
I'm actually going to get with your mom. So.
She just pushed her over the edge, that's all.
She did.
She was already there.
Yeah.
But no, again, you're not the asshole.
I don't think so.
Especially, they're 20 years old.
Yeah.
Lily, get
They've been
out of
together
there.
Since they were 17.
Yeah, get out of there, Lily. Mm-hmm.
Well, especially to get that confirmation from, like, not even, yes, she is just your support system, but she is your boyfriend's mom, and your boyfriend's mom is telling you, yeah, you deserve better. I would think about the relationship. Like, if somebody said that seriously to me about Brandon, I'd be like, no, I'm staying. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I told you.
But no, seriously.
Get out of here, man.
If that is like such serious advice. And the fact that, again, it's not from somebody who's 100% in support of her. It's somebody who should be supporting the son. But she's like, listen, I see that my son is not a good person.
Well, wait, I'm kind of thinking the mom could be. I think all these stories are connected. I think the mom wants to get with Lily, so she's talking down.
That's what I said.
But that's maybe the mom knows that the son has been cheating or whatever. Like, she's not telling her all the details, just saying, like, hey, I care about you. Maybe you need to think about this. Like, he's not really focused like he should.
I do like when parents are honest about their kids. Yeah. Like, some parents be, like, riding for the kids even then they know they're trash.
You'll just get over it.
You dare leave my son? He's a man. You're like, no, he's nice.
Well, because the dad was like that. The dad is mad at Lily because he was like, she could have helped him out. It's not her responsibility to help him out.
Yeah. Now I'm looking at the husband sideways.
So.
Maybe the husband wanted to get with Lily.
Yeah, the husband definitely did.
She doesn't really miss Lily. It's the husband that's like, God, she's dang 20. It, Lily.
Yeah, and they're like, maybe this red will last longer than Lily's going. I'm like, he's 20. It's so, you're so dumb at 20. Like, 100%.
For real.
And so I'm like, yeah, he might be in it long. I don't know, but I'm like, he's going to be, he should be fine.
I think.
You see any good parents that he has besides his dad?
I mean, I think something like this would be a big enough change for him to push himself out of the rut. Because now when it comes to him dating women, women are not going to have the standard that Lily let the bar go to. The bar was on the floor when Lily broke up with him. So he's got to bring it back up.
Not in your 20s, man. Women will do. Well, they do not have high standard at 20. When you get older, they do. They're like, okay, you're still playing video games every single day and not doing anything.
No, I get that. But even like,
at least when I was 20,
they might mess around with you for a little bit, but it's not going to last as long as it did.
Yeah.
She might be like, yeah, it's just not serious. It's casual. I'm not going to devote my time to you. You might
not get a Lily level.
Yeah. You're not going to get a Lily acting like that.
Yeah.
So.
Hey, get yourself a Lily, man.
You might get a Cindy, though.
No, you didn't. Oh, you can get a Cindy.
I don't even know if you can get a Cindy because she wants a 25-year-old Jacob. Yeah. She doesn't want a 20-year-old.
Yeah.
Well, he's older.
That is true.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for this episode of the Comfort Level Podcast.
Wow.
It's over?
Oh, my gosh. Yep.
It's actually 8:11.
Wow.
It always goes by really fast, but this was actually a shorter episode. But
so how'd you feel, Jason?
It's cool.
Comfort Level Podcast.
Yeah.
Pretty chill.
I like it.
I liked your takes.
Yeah.
Good takes.
I appreciate you being on.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, everybody, for watching the Comfort Level Podcast, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.